Welcome to my podcast series, Gaffney Talks. I'm Stephen Gaffney. Top communication mistakes in the workplace. Well, there are many, but here are seven key mistakes to be immediately aware of. Number one mistake, assume that what is transmitted is received. Truth is, communication often gets mixed up and distorted through people's filters, namely their perspectives, worries, and challenges. For example, have you ever had someone share what happened in a meeting that you were in attendance and thought, were they even in the same meeting? Number two big mistake, they mix up what is noticed versus what is imagined. Notice are the facts of the situation. Imagine is all of our thoughts, opinions, and evaluations. So basically, they mix up facts versus opinions. For example, they say, the customer is happy. The truth is, or what they notice is, the customer did not say anything. They say, everyone agrees with me. Truth is, or what is noticed is, two people said something in a hallway. Number three, big communication mistake in the workplace. Making uninformed decisions. People just react out of what they think rather than checking in with others thoroughly as to what is going on before taking action. Number four, people don't listen. They spend more time transmitting rather than receiving. Often people spend more time figuring out what they want to say rather than the questions to ask others to learn, grow, and advance the situation. Number five, big communication mistake. Dumping problems on others without solutions. That's where people say, here's the problem, good luck. And you just want to say, thank you so much. Number six, relate to themselves more than others. They're transmitting from what is in it for them rather than what is in it for others. And number seven, and perhaps the biggest communication mistake of all, people don't say what needs to be said. They don't share the full story in a timely manner. And as you've heard me say before, the big problem is not what people say. It is what they are not saying to each other. So the key is to get that unsaid said. By being aware of these seven common mistakes, you can easily fix them by just flipping things around. For example, the number one mistake, assume what is transmitted is received. What to do? Don't assume what is transmitted gets received. Check in where appropriate and ask people to summarize what you just said, or you can repeat the message in many ways. After all, given that most of us spend the majority of time in our job communicating in some form or another, if we get better at this, the entire organization benefits, which in turn benefits us all. Thank you for listening to Gaffney Talks. For more great information, visit my website at stephengaffney.com. I'm Stephen Gaffney.